All right, welcome to this BSP, to our pre-show for the 23rd of whatever the fuck it is, June? No, July, 2019. And I'm your buddy, Phil, and I just got done talking to Adam because we had another fuck-up, but everything's cool. We had a little bit of an audio problem. If it's an audio problem, it's a problem around this joint. The Teds of Beverly Hills Marathon begins Friday morning at midnight. People think Friday at midnight going into Saturday. No, it's Friday at midnight, Friday morning. That is Thursday going into Friday. So, and it will end on Sunday morning at midnight. I think that's the best way of putting it, isn't it? And then we have, I'm going to be out of the country for like 11 days at the beginning, around the second week of September for my birthday. I haven't gone away for my birthday in so fucking long. And I'm going to the Maldives, and I'm going to go through Dubai, and we'll say hello to Ben, our BSP, and get some video of Ben for fucking sure, and try to do some BSP live. We'll do as many Facebook Lives as I possibly can, so that you guys are digging that, you know. And what else, man? That's about it. So the encore show we have for today is from July the 23rd. It's from July 23rd. There it is. July 23rd, 2018, 1 year ago. It's pretty funny. It's Bobby and Steve Dooley check in from Butner Lake. And it seems Cecil Burnside, a well-known local campfire storyteller, was telling some dirty stories. Margaret appears at the Church of the Oyster, a raw bar in San Pedro, and she sings the song Iran by none other than the great Flock of Seagulls. That's what I'm assuming. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. Let me just check and make sure that all this shit is done properly, because, you know, yes, it is. Groovy. So, what else was I going to tell you guys? Here we go. Here's my boy. It went down. So that's the end of that. God's definitely telling me, don't you fuck with my people. All right, God. What am I babbling about now? Redo everything, Phil.
Ow.
Jesus H. fucking Christ.
No.
Jesus
what?
H. Oh. cries. So reboot that motherfucker, yeah. All right, so that's me.
Huh?
That's me.
Yes, no, no, yes.
And here's me. That's me, and here's me. Now, how do I look weird to you?
No signal. Huh?
I look way healthier last year. But guess what? I weighed 50 pounds more. Yeah. Before you start to judge a man.
I just go to Facebook Live.
Before you judge a man, look at that tub of guts right there, as opposed to the slimmed down, albeit pasty-faced guy that you have today. Now, then. Now, do I still wear that same shirt? Of course. Have I changed my wardrobe at all? Not at all. You know, so.
It might be this fucking TriCaster. I don't know.
It is the TriCaster. Do you love this? We didn't just do a running commentary. We should do a running commentary here on.
Never mind.
We should do a running commentary here on me.
All I know is when I started playing gospel music, the feed went right. It crashed. Oh, man, it crashed.
And this is the middle of July, just the end of July. And when did we replace the TriCaster?
Jericho at the March 7th.
We replaced the TriCaster by the end of August, I know. Maybe it was later then. And there I am sitting there, all of a sudden going, maybe it's the TriCaster. Here I thought it was, what the fuck is that, man?
See? I don't want to fuck with that anymore because I'm going to lose the feed again.
Yeah, I thought because I was fucking with country or gospel music, I was losing the feed. So I was blaming DawCast. I was blaming everything but the goddamn TriCaster. DawCast sucks. Don't get me wrong.
Man, to promote
DawCast blows a chipmunk, man. Fucking Ustream has been far superior for us. Now, there's a couple of announcements we're going to make, not tonight, about the Teds of Beverly Hills marathon, and they're all good. It's all good. Again, I apologize for this jumpy, choppy video, and you can see it's really fucked up. If it fucks up your viewing, I apologize. And we won't, you know, probably until we get to a point in the year that we replaced it, maybe we won't do any more video. But I think it's, I don't want to miss replaying some of these shows we did a year ago because they were pretty funny shows. You know, I like them. I don't know about anybody else. And that's all that counts, me liking them. Southern gospel music is
it's folk music.
Blow it out your ass,
and
Phil.
It's authentic.
Yeah, we know
it's authentic folk, American folk music.
Isn't that great?
You know, one of the things we don't like.
So let me see what we got here.
Mill anal. In any way.
God damn it. Anal. I'm loath to use the compression.
I like it when,
because I just don't like that big hollow sound at this level. Here
we are again. Here we are again. Followers. Worried about fucking audio. Poor guy. Poor Phil. Because I look back at myself.
No, not news.
And
bitch.
I realize how, you know, what I had ahead of me in terms of
testing,
fixing this shit.
Under the mirror, it unsticks. It's a cover for your hygienic travel whenever you wherever you take your teeth. It's a cover for your hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. And finally, everyone loves Quip. Oprah.
It sounds like
Time
it's going
Magazine,
fast, doesn't it?
The American Dental Association, as
no,
I was saying. Plus, they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists. Quip starts at just
$25. Is that running fast? Sounds like it's running fast. Okay. What the fuck? Is that time right? Is it 5:15? Motherfucker, I got to be leaving here in 15 goddamn... Oh, fuck me.
Refill pack free at getquip.com. Your first refill pack free at getquip.com/realgm. Spelled GETQUIP.com.
That's not the audio that you're going to hear on the download. It's just, it's running fast.
Why don't you quip it?